Hello everyone, hello guys, welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's me as usual, your host and my co-host
Delai.
And as always, it's always good to like be in your rooms, having a conversation with you on your phone and anywhere. And we'd like to say thank you to everyone who's been supporting our channel on Patreon. And if you are out there and you want to also support, you can also support on you can also support the channel or the podcast on Patreon or PayPal in the links below. So we're very, very sorry for like 3 weeks we've not been able to record. You know, we all have lives and we all have things that we have to do, but we're always making sure we end this season in a blast. So today on our, let me say, final episode, we'll be talking about abortion. So over last 2 weeks, as you heard in the news, the American Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. So it's like, let me say, it's been there for like 40 to 50 years, and it's actually allowed people to get an abortion throughout the states, anywhere in the state, irrespective of if the states have banned the laws or not. And I think for many people, it was accepting. Like, they got upset about it, about the decision. It was a 6-3 rule. So yes, I had always wanted to have a conversation on it, and I don't know if the lady you agree with me on this thing, because this is a topic that, serious, I didn't want to have it at first, but I was like, okay, without me being our last episode, let me just talk about it. So what do you think?
You know, interestingly, I have also actually been looking forward to having this conversation with someone. I think I have had, you know, bit and piece of it with my sister. We've talked about it a couple of times, but we've not really like gone deep into it. But yeah, it's a topic I have been looking forward to, you know, discuss with someone. And I feel more than ever this is the right time or the best time to actually talk about it, you know, considering what has been happening, you know, in the past weeks.
Okay. So for me, okay, let me say, I'm a pro-life person. Seriously, for me, I identify as being a pro-life, but I'm cool with abortion. But seriously, for me, it's not about, let me say, a religion thing or something, because if you have to check on the ruling and everything, you will know that it was based on the judges, their religion. So for me, being a pro-life person, I think abortion is quite, let me say, gruesome in some cases. But for me, I only want it if it's maybe someone has been raped, or if the mother, yes, or it's in like a critical condition. That one, I'm cool with it. But I'm not cool if maybe you just had something with someone and you just want to just abort the baby without anything. That's something that for me, I'm not cool with as being a pro-life person. But for other people, for the pro-choice, they feel like abortion is a right that everyone has to get. But for me, with that thing, yes, it's a right. So it's a right that every lady has to get, but only in some circumstances, because you can't just wake up, you're pregnant, and like in like your 7th month or 6th month when everything has been developed. That's what people are actually saying. If everything, like the baby in the womb has developed and it's like, it's no longer a fetus or like a small thing, and this is grown big into like having like a human, like heart breathing, it's very, very hard for them. They don't see it as that thing. It should be a right for someone to just abort like a human being when it gets to that stage. So for me, with everything going on, I was very, very, very surprised about hearing a lot of people's opinions. And then, so Delali, let me hear, what's your opinion on this? Because I want to hear your opinion.
You know, this particular topic is very, I wouldn't say sensitive, but then I think it's delicate.
Yeah.
And then also I feel people who, especially the pro-choicers,
yeah,
they don't really sit down to, you know, to think about the whole matter properly. Because listen, if you are talking about pregnancy, there are 1,001 ways one can avoid being pregnant.
Yes.
Okay. You have the afters, and then you have the contraceptives, and then the condoms and whatnot. There you can actually use to avoid being pregnant. And then that's for me personally, I am grateful for the, you know, for the constraints of our constitution. I mean, that in the Ghanaian law, you know, in Ghana, certain that we can assess nothing, abortion, and if the person was raped, incest, or if the pregnancy or the childbirth will affect either the mother or the child,
yeah,
in such instances you can assess abortion, you can, yes, you'd be allowed to abort the child. But then what people are doing now, or what people are asking for now, is that they want people who pay their own choices, mm, or out of their own willingness,
yeah,
had sex, got pregnant, and then decide, you know what, I don't want this child, I want to abort it.
Mm.
And then you know, you wonder, you're like, yo, listen, you had everything you need. Listen, this is not the 18th century or the 17th.
Yeah.
This is 2022 for crying out loud. You have all these post-pill, after morning pill?
Yes, have all, yes, these, yes, all of them.
Have all these things at this point. You can sit around, have sex, get pregnant, and then it's pregnancy. Somewhere 6 months, 7 months, you wake up and you say, you know what, you want to kill the baby. And you know, people who are joining all this battle, who think it's the woman's choice, it's the woman's body, so it's a choice to decide what she wants to do. The first time not even put into situation the other parties decision or what other parts of things, because you know it takes two people to, you know, to make a child.
Yeah.
So if I have had sex with someone and then now the person is pregnant, I am aware of it. I am ready to father the child. And then this person wakes up one day and decides, you know, I want to abort the child. Like you, what I can say, my hard work has just gone down the drain, or what? In situations where maybe the owner of the pregnancy is trying to, you know, escape responsibilities. In such things, at least it makes sense, especially when the woman is either student or, you know, it's not any final standards. So financially, people, even with that car, there's action. But then in some instances, maybe you can, you know, you can contemplate, you can actually think of it. But then when the father, when the other party is raised possibilities, and then you decide it's your body, so you just want to, you know, like terminate the pregnancy. It's some, you know, there's some level of wickedness in this world that sometimes you think about it and it just doesn't make sense.
It just doesn't make sense. So what if, because one of the things that most people are like propagating for abortion is they want to own their body. They say the people, the men and women there, they don't own,
yeah,
the human being's body. So in, yeah, turn, It's the woman that owns the body and has to do whatever she has to do with it. And that thing is just leading to another thing. It's like people are just saying, if you have to check other let me say laws in other countries, it's like you get to have the abortion, but it depends on the stages where you can get it. But in the USA, most of them want it to be like you just go in, I'm pregnant, then you can just have it then anytime, anywhere. But for people with the pro-life, they are more of the view that God, as long as the person has, as long as the thing, let me say, the fetus has developed into a human being, it's murder. So you could see there are some laws, there are some states in some countries where I think when the decision was overruled by the Supreme Court, I think 11 states already had a law that went into effect banning it. So and people are just saying, okay, so if you are able to like read whatever they said, they are not delegating the power to the states, to each state, and many girls out there, we could be reading through the lines, and many of them are saying most of their states is the men who are making such laws, and for them, they don't want any guy to make such a law for them. They want to own that right into making it. So for you and Delali, how will you feel if maybe as a let me say, for you, I don't know if you're pro choice or pro life, because for me, I'm pro life. So, but for
me, I'm pro life. I'm actually pro life.
Okay. So, with you pro life, how would you feel if maybe, like, with abortion, they are to just say, okay, so you can just have it up to, let me say, you can say, as long as to the 7th month or so. So, after the 7th month, if you had to abort it, it's murder. How, like, what's your thoughts on it?
Even with that, I don't think I will agree. Because listen, I feel, you know, what is happening now is just, it's just young people and women especially, avoiding responsibilities, and also facing their actions. You get it? Because as I said, we have a lot of things. We have all these things in place that one can take to avoid any unwanted pregnancy. There are just so many things out there now. You get it? So if you sit aloof and have sex, and after having sex get pregnant, and this is I'm not even talking about rape or sexual abuse or something. This is consensual sex. This is sex you've consented. You've actually agreed to have sex. After the sex, you get pregnant, and then now you think you want to abort the child. Like, yo, if you really didn't want a child, you could have protected yourself. Because there are just so many things you can use, you know, you can protect yourself from. You get it? And then with the issue of some people saying, well, if the pregnancy isn't up to 7 months, that you know, that brings up the topic of when does life really begin?
Yes. With that one, I think no one has been able to like say like in fact where it be, because for pro-life, most of them think as soon as the fetus starts developing into like a human form, that's when it begins.
It's true. That's where life begins.
Yeah. But for that, Delali, most pro-choice people think that's too harsh. That's too harsh.
It's not too harsh.
Because they think,
see, these people, yeah, sorry,
for them,
I'm listening.
But for them, they think that the baby, before they will even know that they are even having a baby, it can take like 1 or 2 months. So So by then the fetus has already developed into like a human form. So with that, they are not into like having that same narrative as someone who is a pro-life. So I think that's where the disparity is.
So listen, if you're a woman and you trace a cycle, within some days, or you know on certain dates you are supposed to see your period, right?
Yeah.
So if after a week, after 1 week, 2 weeks, you still haven't experienced your menstrual cycle, won't that cause some, you know, isn't that some something to cause an alarm? That alone should, you know, make you suspect something, or make you want, especially if you're someone who is sexually active.
Yeah.
That alone should make you check if maybe something has happened. But then you just sit there after a whole month, so you don't see your menstrual cycle for a whole month, and you are not alarmed. You are not scared. nothing occurs to you that, hey, let me check if something has happened to me. You know, for someone who is not sexually active, such person, you know, can just be there and not be bothered or worried about it. But then for someone who is having sex maybe either on regular or, you know, intermittently, then you need to at least be worried, because these people find ways and means to have their way. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because listen, you know this guy, what's his name? Oh, this comedian. Oh, what's his name?
Which one is that? Is he like
an American comedian? What? Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, some years back, said that, listen, if a woman is saying that, or if the women are saying it's their body, their choice, then we shouldn't have an issue when a man is, it's my money, my choice. So what they are trying to say is they can shake the abortion, but men can't.
Mm.
And you know, they're talking about men being the ones forming the laws. Who brought about who brought about child support? It was men.
Yeah.
The lawmakers who passed the bill were men.
Mm.
And if you look at child support very well, you realize that it goes against a lot of men. Because there are instances where certain men are not even the father of the children, but they still have to pay child support.
Mm.
So I was watching this series, Sisters.
Yeah,
I was watching Sisters, and one of the episodes, one of the guys was accused of was arrested because apparently a lady had reported him of neglecting his obligations and whatnot, because the lady had given birth to a child of his. Meanwhile he knew the child. He didn't even know the woman. Mm. But then he was arrested before he would be allowed bail. He had to pay the accumulated money, or the accumulated child support, you know, he was supposed to pay within a certain, within 3 years. And this is a woman he knew not. You get it? So, you know, you have all these laws that go against men. But when it comes to this particular one, these women think, well, it should be left to just them. It should be left to them alone. Like, yo. And to the fact that, you know, in New York, Before Roe versus Wade was overturned, do you know in New York, even up to 9 months, someone can access abortion?
Oh yeah. Because
like, months.
Because for states like that, they are more pro-choice. So for them, it's like they are more liberal, and they are like, they want everything, like they want you to have your rights. But in like states like Florida and Texas, for them, they are more conservative. Yeah. So it's very, 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 like, hard for you to even get someone. So this thing has just brought into action a lot of people. So with the ban on it, there are more people who will be doing like cross states, going to do it at other, like, let me say, liberal states who will still like maybe have that power to like make it like, let me say, a right for other women to do it. So for me, I think it's such a huge topic, and even with this one, with us even discussing it, it's making my head like, I'm like, okay, so really, so it's like, it's making up a lot of things. And I remember I went to work, I had a discussion with a friend on the phone, and she's in the UK, and she was like, for them, abortion is not an issue, guns are not an issue, but they don't know, for her, she doesn't know why in America, abortion and guns are an issue. And I'm like, it tells you how the country is. It tells you how I think they like the rights, they want their rights to like dictate whatever they want. So I think it's just like how, let me say, you could see on how they got their independence with their like every, let me, what's the thing? With the first amendment or something, they said, everyone has a right to everything like their religion or something. So with that coming to effect, you could see how people are just aroused or are just like berated on a topic like abortion in that country. Because I was reading on Reddit, a post on Reddit, and the guy was like, for him, he doesn't know why there's such an issue, and it seems like America, they think they are in the 21st century, but they are in like, let's say, 1700s, and people were just pulling his neck. People were just like attacking him left and right, and I think he did a poll, and most of them, you could see the poll, like he was like, is this like, and he just like told us that, is abortion really something in your country that is very, very important? And people were like, no. And they had major important issues they had to think care of, and with that, you could really like that, like see how the country is. Because a friend was like, because of their too many like freedom and rights, they get like it's like they don't want you to limit anything that they have. And for me, I think that's for me, and I think for that in the long run will be a major problem. Sorry to our listeners in the US, sorry, but
listen, you need not even apologize. It will be their downfall. You know, I feel America as a country now they don't pay, they are not concerned about the most important issues.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you look at what is happening in America now with the whole mass shooting and the gun violence. And this is something you need to be more worried about, not more concerned about. Instead of this is more, this is like a trivial matter. This is something you need not to be, so, you know, to worry yourself about. Listen, you know, sometimes, you know, you sit down and you think, and like, you know, you look at America, you know, America as a country, you look at some of their laws, and then you wonder what they were really thinking when they passed some of these laws. Because even us here in Ghana here, where one, the standard of living here is super low. Like, they are really poor people. And if not for anything, we should be the ones who, you know, who be fighting to assess these things. Because one, people don't even have money to think of, you know, take care of their children and whatnot. But we are not even bothered about these things. There was a survey, and in the survey, they realized that women assessing these abortions are actually women who are actually doing well, who are financially stable.
Yes.
They are actually the ones who are assessing these abortions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's why when I hear the arguments that they don't have money to take care of the children and what's not, like, yo, you people, is it like you're not reading or what? Because the people assessing these things are women who can actually take care of the children.
Yeah, if they want. Because let's say, because having an abortion there is not like, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. So like, it's one, let me say, you won't say, okay, like, mostly people in like poverty areas, for them, no, they won't go and have it, but they will make sure, like, they will have like that locally something made to just take in, like, concoction or something. So
yeah,
so I think most of them, they think it's like they want to just deter, like, mostly the people, the women from poor areas. And for me, this man, I think, well, let me say, affects most poor people. Because for me, I don't know if some of them, they still do. Because for me, I think most of our people there, they do their own thing. Because they won't go. So it's only people in, like, let me say, liberal states, or let me say, not so liberal state, like, free states, who, like, have that thing to, like, go and do it, do the process and all that. But for other people in, like ghetto areas and all that, seriously, nah. She will try and do her own thing. And if she'll try and do her own thing, and if it doesn't work, she'll just have the baby and just go and, let me say, put the baby up for an adoption or something.
Yeah.
And that's all some people are saying, that okay, you just have the baby and just go and place the baby out for adoption. And one comment on Reddit said, a person on Reddit comments that would be very hard for them. That would be very hard for a lady. So that's why I think most of them want to just, they don't want to see the baby's face.
Listen,
they don't want to see.
You have no issue killing a baby, but have an issue putting up the baby for adoption. These, and you know the funny thing, these are the same women who would have absolutely no issue with surrogates.
Yes.
They'll have no issue with surrogates, but then they have issue with adoption. Like, make it make sense. It doesn't make sense in any way.
But for them, it makes sense. But for them, it makes sense.
That's the thing. You know, in America, Americans hate logic. So something you can sit down and logically come to a conclusion, they don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to do with logic. When it benefits them, they'll even dispute it. They'll even disregard science. And sometimes you think about it, like, these people, like, yes, we understand that the world is changing, we are progressing and whatnot, but it looks as if they are taking it too far. They're overdoing it. They're overdoing the whole thing. So there was a video on TikTok. It was even on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter. A guy had moved from one state to the other, to another state. I've forgotten the state. And I don't know if he's still there, but in where he was, so he was making these TikTok videos, and he was comparing life and where he was coming from to life where he is now.
Yeah.
You know, the cultural shock and what's not. Do you know these people reported a guy, and now the guy has been sacked from his job because, according to them, he's making fun of them.
Yes, they will, because seriously, without the woke culture and everything happening now, they will. Because, like, you see, there are some things that, for me, up to now, sorry to everyone listening from that country. We love you. We know we everything, but there are some things you just don't cancel people like that. You just can't cancel like someone that. Like that. It's very, very stupid on your. It's very, very stupid to do that, because you just can't. Because the person is just expressing his views, and you say you are the land of the free and of whatever, whatever, and you just and you guys just can't stand people's views. That's really, really, like, sorry. Bleep. so for me, I think you guys should just, because seriously, there are some things that for me sound like I see on Twitter and I'm like, nah, this one, if it was being like any other country, they would just take it cool. But I don't know with I don't know if the frustration and everything is just making their brains go past the wall. It's very serious.
You know, American liberals have absolutely no problem expressing their opinions and their views.
Yes.
But they have every problem with someone else expressing his or her view. So far as your view does not coincide with them or does not align with them, oh, then they have an issue with it.
Oh yeah,
they just don't see why you should have an opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes we think about, like, yo, these people, like, yo, the word is called opinion for a reason. We all can't have the same opinion. You know, just as you feel a certain way about certain things, it's the same as someone else also feels a certain way about it. You know, but these people, they won't accept. You have to align with them.
And for me, I think sometimes you can have like a conversation with someone and you can just go into their like comment section on the post and you'll be like, what? Seriously? And for me, I would always agree with the people who are having that notion that is their, let me say, their liberal media space that's making them to have that kind of like, okay, so this person is not saying whatever we want to hear, so we have to cancel that person. And for me, sometimes I just see it as, nah, you see, sometimes for me, I see her having the disadvantage of living in a country like that, because with a country like that, you won't normally get too many disadvantages, but I think that's one of the disadvantages. So with us
in such countries you can't have a mind of yourself. You can't have your own opinion. Yes, because see, you dare not. The moment you have a different opinion, you are getting cancelled. It's either they are tracing you to your job for you to be sacked, or like, yo, this.
That's very bad. So, as we said, everyone should have his own opinions about everything, irrespective of how crazy that idea is. For us, that's how we want it to be here on Melon Sugar, because we say our mind. Even with this topic, if we are not cool with it, we've just said our mind. And I think with everything that we've said today, it depends on you our listeners, to just take into whatever. We are not forcing it on you. We are just letting you know how we feel about this topic. And I don't know if it's coherence with your views or not. For here is a space that we actually respect everyone's views, irrespective of religion or anything. So with that being said, we'd like to say a very big thank you to everyone. This is the last episode for the season 2. So our next episode will be like a recap of everything we've had, like all everything, our challenges with every episodes and everything. So as always, you can support seriously with let me say a very big shout out to three people to, I don't know, because the name is just Makeline and Richard and SFM Medic 2. You guys, I think they supported us. So if you want to have like your name, like a shout out to you or something in our program, you can just support us on PayPal in the link below. The link is in the description below, or on Patreon. You just click on it. So with that being said, Lali, final episode. You can just close us. Let's see, because I don't know if this should be the final, because this is the final episode on like any topic. So the next one will just be like the recap or something. So Delali, do us the honors and take us.
you know, I think I have a few things to say, but then I'll save it for the recap.
Yeah.
Maybe when we do the recap, and then I'll just, you know, put everything together. Mm. But yeah, it's always a pleasure coming your way, and you know, we look forward to, you know, recording more content, you know, having more discussions on issues affecting society as a whole, you know, the world as a whole. You know, what we are looking to achieve is to impact lives.
Yeah.
You know, like by sharing our opinions on matters like these.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So bye.